You can go all the way up to an RT6 in that radio, but you're going to have a heat problem.
Roger that. What? Go all the way up to what?
I can put RT6s in this radio of mine, and I blew a radio up the other day, and it's got 520s in it. It's got 8 of them in it, and I can go all the way up to like an RT6, but then you're going to have it's going to have a heat problem in it.
Roger that.
When you originally got that radio, Jim, what did it have in it? Had 520s in it. How did those work? How long did they last? This is the second set, and that realized I had a problem with the antenna until this set went out.
Roger. Anybody hear me on this new radio I have here? This is KF8BDT.
Well, that sounds good.
Sounds real good, Jeff.
Thinking that's a good sounding radio.
Sounds very good.
Well, that's what Bob said when I talked to him the other day. And I was just wondering, this is the 1995 model, Alinco ER605.
You're coming in here a whole lot stronger.
But I'm also on my vertical omnidirectional antenna too, so.
It's all right, I'm on my Antron 99. It's a GP15 Comet.
So I'm on my dual bander instead of my beam.
I got a Yagi, but that thing's just hanging out my way with a shoestring, about 4 feet off the ground, pointing 45 degrees in the air for like mainly ISS repeater or QSOs. I had to get that up in the air this spring.
Well, should this be my new base radio? Is that what you guys tell me?
Roger.
I think so. I think it sounds better than the other one. I can tell you that one's a Kenwood I was working on.
Okay. So, that explains it right there.
Come on, you were a little slow on that return and that reply on that one. Okay, Bob, so you see how much better this repeater is than that one in Flint, as far as talking?
Roger that. Yeah, the delay's a lot less.
That, like you said, that could be with that link, you know, going all the way up to Vanderbilt and back.
Yeah, it's an ARA, so I think it adds that extra pos because all the other repeaters, you know, they all have to be able to connect, time to connect to it, you know what I mean?
He's in here with full quieting, so he sounds good over here in Saginaw.
My antenna's only like the tip of it is, about 14 feet in the air, but I do very well with that. I get Lansing, Saginaw, and Flint repeaters with it.
I got you full quieting on the input.
You what on input?
I can hear you beautifully on the input. No problem at all.
Roger that. Thank you. That is really a good location, and there's like, I don't know, seems like to be a lot of noise here because there's a transformer station diagonal from here. There's power lines going right over my antenna corner because I got like a little antenna farm out there. But the ground loss is very minimal, and there's a a factory next door is still one where I think I'm getting a boost, a little physics are falling in place there, but it's just a great place to be, I think. Back to you.